This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, people, we are about to do the unthinkable. This is exciting. If you want Max Crosby talk, Odyssey.com rewind. You want to hear all about Michigan, a deep dive. We just started our talk about the game this weekend, Odyssey.com rewind. No. We are doing something. This is radio poison, what we're about to do. This is iodine in the pool. At 5 o'clock on an idyllic fall day, it is Hooper's birthday.
Opening night for the Pistons.
Now, what the hell do you want me to say? Go ahead. Rico, Kenny, be fair. David, no drops. And I'm going to control myself. Rico has a big presentation to make. No, it is not. This is exciting. Rico, in totally serious fashion, wants to ask the city of Detroit a question. People, you owe him at least a minute. Do that for me.
Guys, I will simply say this. We just experienced...
Okay.
I can't believe that's a drop now. Gonna need that for Friday. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
You know what?
That was a mistake. I'm sorry. That was a mistake.
What, your third kid?
Oh, the Pistons are starting their season. Okay?
Yes, they are.
We just had fun with the Tigers. Tigers made the playoffs. And we were dreaming, hey, maybe can this team beat the Yankees and go to the World Series? But we got to dream. Will the Pistons allow the city of Detroit to dream this year? Not a nightmare, but a dream. And what would it be? What could the Pistons do to give you that same feeling that you had with the Tigers? That same feeling that you had in the final weeks of the season with the Red Wings. I'm not going to even go the Lions route because the Lions are on a whole nother level right now.
That's true.
But what could the Pistons team do this season?
Did you go to the show sheet? I gave you my answer.
That's why I dropped my head because I just reread it again. I thought you would change it, but you didn't.
Oh, no. Well, that's my answer.
You know, Mike, why don't you tell the people what you said?
Okay, hold on. Let me pull the show sheet up.
248-539-9797.
Okay, what do the Pistons need to do to equal Tigers' wing run to draw fan interest? And my answer was, bleep themselves on live TV while strapped to a SpaceX rocket. I mean, what do you want me to say?
Like, so there's nothing that this team could do?
It would have to be something so unforeseen, so out of bounds. Look, first of all, they don't play entertaining basketball. Okay, that's one. Yeah. They're just not a fun team to watch. Two, the players they've brought in are not difference makers. They're not people I'd pay to watch. Malik Beasley, I mean, Tobias Harris, maybe 7 years ago.
You didn't hear the interview?
Oh, the 20-minute one that led into our show? May as well have done the EAS test. This is a test of the national broadcast system. Look, I love the Ron Holland draft pick. I love that they swung for defenses, but I have no designs that Ron Holland's ready to play basketball. And when you start reading articles previewing the season, you know he ain't ready when they're saying the following. Ron Holland's going to bring elite defense to the table. Ronnie, Booby, baby, I didn't draft you to bring elite defense. I need 20 and 10.
Isn't that what they took Thompson for?
Yeah, it's also what they took Killian for, too. So I just...
We just got cut again.
Right. So Look, I would leave it to the people. I am fascinated. If you can get 5 people to call, you get free lunch Friday. Okay. I give you so much credit for wanting to try this today. This is great.
Look, we're not going to get too many times to talk Pistons.
Yeah, as too many as in one.
248-539-9797. For the Pistons fans out there, what do the Pistons need to do to garner that level of interest that you saw the entire city of Detroit do? Because for me, I think it's simple. And maybe the bar is low, but it was low for the Tigers. It was low for the Wings. Can you, come April, be in contention for the playoff, for the play-in game, for to get that last seed in the play-in game? That to me is where the bar is for this team, because I'm not going to sit here and say, you know what, we can compete with the Celtics because that's a pipe dream.
Yeah, let me go ahead and help you with that.
But can you compete for that last play-in spot? Can you be relevant? I hate to say it. Can you be in the graphic?
All right, here's where it is. Now, we did this with the Red Wings. Let's do it with the Pistons. Here are your to make the playoff odds. The Wings were 11th. I think they were 11 on the odds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the good news is there are two teams with worse odds than the Pistons in the East.
Washington and Charlotte.
Washington and the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, okay. Yep.
They are at plus 2,500 apiece to make the playoffs. The Pistons are plus 820. Then there's a large gap to the Raptors and Bulls at 590. And then the Charlotte Hornets at 410. Then there's just a mammoth leap to teams like the Hawks and the Heat. They're all minus odds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rico, in order for them to be interesting, okay, I take the top eight teams. That means you would have to become a Chicago, a Charlotte, an Atlanta-type team. I mean, their win. What's their win total? I want to see this.
I'm seeing 26.5 on FanDuel.
Okay, so basically you're a 26-54 basketball team. They would have to be plus 7, plus 10, plus 8 on the win total?
And you know what? And I'm going to say this, not just to play in, but David, you're more of a Piston fan than this guy. Come trade deadline, you're thinking about making a move because you're no, because
oh
your team
my.
No, because you see
that you want a shooter or
right,
something
right. You
like
see that.
That
you know what? There's a path that we could make one of the final playoff spots.
I think that's one of my biggest problems. Okay, case in point. Last night the season starts, and I am not comping the Pistons. This I'm saying where the sport is and where they have been and are. The Boston Celtics took 61 threes last night against the Knicks, hitting 29 of them. I don't remember the last time the Pistons were a, quote, good three-point shooting team. That's the only currency in basketball now. Mm-hmm. Shoot the three, guard people.
Mm-hmm.
Who do they got on this roster? It's a great three-point shooter.
Tobias Harris.
Thanksgiving. I guess my problem is, too, is like they're not interesting.
But that's what I'm saying. I want them at the trade deadline to say, you know what? We can make a push. We don't have to write this season off. Let's go out there and bring in that player and compete for one of those final play-in game spots. Be in the graphic. It started with that with the Lions. Remember, that was the goal. Can you be in the graphic? Wings, can you be in the graphic? Tigers, same thing. Can you just get, you know, five games out of the final wild card spot? And they did. For the Pistons, same thing. Can you get to in the graphic where you at least care about this team in March? That we're not sitting there already talking about Tigers, that we dedicate a segment or two to the Pistons.
The other problem is, like, look at the players they have. And I know Assur won't play tonight. By the way, you got free lunch. You got full lines. Look at you.
That's two.
Wow.
Two lunches.
Assur Thompson, no offense. Beef stew, no offense. I mean, look at these people. I mean, Jalen Duren, no offense. They're starting guys that don't even, they're not even of this era. Mm-hmm. It's not even, like, I don't even understand what the hell I'm watching most nights. And yes, I mean, all right, in order for me to watch, like, this Cade would have to be in, like, the most improved player conversation where he's 25-8 a night, high efficiency. I don't know. David, you tell me.
Rico, on principle, I am with you. Yes, that would excite me. If they get close to being in the graphic, to being that play-in, yes. Like, say the last 3 weeks, and oh, now they're out, they're just eliminated. Okay, cool, wonderful, you were there. But the problem I have is I don't see a pathway. Because 36 wins is what got the last team in the play-in last year. You would have to be more than a 20-game improvement. And I just don't see that pathway.
Well, it helps
for the Detroit Pistons,
David. It helps if you don't have the worst losing drought or tie for the worst losing drought.
You're right
in NBA history.
But the problem I also have is, and while Mike, you all are right about this, Ausar Thompson doesn't give you offense, but him not being able to play right now because he's not clear because of his blood clot is important because of experience time.
Look, the biggest thing they added with a guy like Beasley is at least Beasley's a guy that's played on good teams and took 6, 7, 8 threes a night.
Yeah.
And there are points in his career where he can give you 37-38%. I'm fine with that. But Malik Beasley on a really good team isn't starting at this point in his career.
Mm-mm.
He'd be a bench player.
Mm-hmm. Now, seventh or eighth man.
Yeah. Correct. I don't believe on a championship caliber team. Now you go, oh, well, he played a lot for the Bucks last year. Were they a championship team? No, they were a disaster. Oh, the Lakers, not a championship. Been a long time since he played in Denver, guys. So, I don't know. I want them to be modern, and I want them to be interesting. And it still goes back to that night where they didn't get Wemby, or the year prior where they didn't get Banchero, they didn't get Chet. Those two drafts feel like they just set the organization back 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm. Especially the Wemby, because you were god-awful. You should have gotten the number one pick.
And I look, maybe I'm a little overzealous about it. I think he's a top 10 player already. I think he's going to be an MVP candidate this year.
I think he's still a couple years away, but I understand that he is the future.
He's a monster.
He's the future. A lot of the guys that are the top guys now.
Yeah, him and Bronny.
I will physically hit you with a chair if you utter that nonsense on the air again. 248-539-9797.
No point this season. Bronny or Killian Hayes?
How about Rico filling the lines? Everyone's excited for Sheila E. tonight down at LCA. Rico, tell them about it.
Pistons fans, get on your feet.
Wrong button.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.